that middle interview.
A badass rock metal band from the state of New York joins us on this episode of That Metal Interview podcast. The band by the name of Project Resurrect. Wayne Noon, drummer, joins us. And Mr. Pete Rigo also joins us on guitar. Well, not on guitar, but he's the guitar player. And they hail out of New York. And Project Resurrect released an album last year, 2021, by the name of False Reality. Check it out, guys and girls. Badass rock metal for your thrash metal rock ears. And let's check out a song from this album, a song by the name of Keep Moving On. We'll be right back with Wayne and Pete of Project Resurrect.
Let me be hypocrisy.
support these guys. These guys are a badass. Project Resurrect, you can find them on YouTube and socials, of course. You guys can find Wayne Noon and Pete Riggle and the rest of the guys of Project Resurrect. And we thank their PR guy, Mr. Benjamin, a guy a lot of bands know and a lot of people in the rock metal industry recognize. Big shout out to Benjamin of Online Promo. Let's go with the interview with Wayne Noon and Pete Riggle of Project Resurrect. Enjoy. Let's speak of Project Resurrect, of course, and then we'll jump to a Rat Salad and other projects and this and that, right? So the last album you guys released is A False Reality. Talk to us about the riffs, arrangements, and, you know, who's the lyricist of the band?
I'll let Pete take care of that because he's the riff master.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a riff master, but I did come up with some riffs.
can you guys hear me? I'm going to go to the basement and see if I
can hear you well, yeah.
Okay, good. I'll just stand right here. This seems to have pretty good reception here. So as far as, what was the question, Jay? As far as the riffs, how we came up with them and whatnot, you were asking?
Yeah, riffs, arrangements, lyrics, you know.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as far as riffs, for the most part, I would come up with the riffs. So every so often when I had free time, I would come up with, you know, sketch little as out and riffs, basically, and then make like a little temporary sketch of like an intro, melody, you know, verse, chorus, that sort of thing. That,
yeah. Other than, yeah, verse, chorus, intro, verse, chorus, yeah.
Yeah, I would record those ideas as a sketch pad, send them to Wayne, see what he thought about them, if it vibed well with him and whatnot, and then if it was okay, if it was always good, we would both actually work on arranging these riff ideas and creating a more cohesive song, the one that flows properly for the most part, and that's how we would do it, just a back and forth arrangement thing, where I would just make up riffs and record them, send them off to Wayne. Wayne would listen to them, we'd talk about them, and then we would start sketching them out. And Wayne's really good at arranging them, so things he's the drummer, so he's keeping all the time and all that stuff. So it's better when he actually arranges the song for the most part, because it would just vibe better and flows better that way. And then any kind of adjustments we do, you know, throughout the process, if let's say something doesn't work so well at a specific part, you know, we just sketch ideas out until we're both happy without sounds. And that's in a nutshell how we did it.
By the way, you guys are New York, right?
Yep, actually, yep.
What part of the state?
Long Island.
Okay, cool. Wow.
It's funny, I actually still have boxes here I haven't even unpacked, so.
Yeah, he actually just
moved. Yeah, I just moved here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I've only been here for 3 days, but still, you know, the place is a mess, so.
So where were you before? Were you in New York State or another, a different state? Or
I was in New York, more on the city side of New York.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Very cool.
So,
I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
So I'm in the scorching heat down here. Horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's hot.
112, 110, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're already hitting those. Whew, those are high
temps. You can keep that there.
Yeah. I don't think you want any of that.
No.
It's pretty bad. So anyways, why the title False Reality? What's behind that?
See, Pete, you can answer that one too, because I don't think it's anything.
Apologies for my cough. I'm actually sick too. False Reality, actually, in all honesty, it was just something that came up. We needed a title for an album. So, I don't know, it just came out of nowhere. It doesn't have a particular meaning, it doesn't relate to the album in any sense, I don't think it does. Maybe it does, indirectly, subconsciously, but it wasn't a title we actually thought out of. We needed a title for an album, and that's what I came up with at that moment.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The whole experience itself was, we really weren't looking to create an album. We've been on and off just playing and jamming, having some fun, and we weren't planning on an actual album until we had 4 songs done throughout the years. Just, you know, every so often we were jamming and playing and putting down ideas. And then we said, what the heck, you know, let's make an album. Let's make 4 more songs and call it an album. And that's how it all came about. It was never a plan to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a reason to learn how to use recording equipment. So that's what we also did this for as a training session to learn how to actually record ourselves. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So what do you guys have? You have software?
Software. I was dabbling in recording software for years, but I never actually knew what I was doing. I was just using it basically as a tape recorder for ideas. But yeah, we use digital audio workstations. Like we use Reaper, the software.
Okay.
Wayne also has the same software. We just we do it that way. We record our stuff that way, and we send the files off to each other.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, well, the recording sounds badass. I heard it. It's badass. The CD, the album, yeah.
Oh, so, cool. Nice. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So do you guys have copies for sale, or is just it's just a digital thing?
No, there's copies of sale. I mean, we only made 300, so it's like kind of like a limited pricing of CDs. But there's about maybe 150 still left, but anybody can buy that on projectresurrect.bandcamp.com. So there are a few, so if anybody wants them, they have to get us in there.
Very cool.
I'll put actually anybody listening to in Germany as well. I know there's some copies in there. I think Heaven and Hell Records might have some, and there's some other kind of shops out there. I know what's the other one? Heavy Metal Museum has some. So they're out there. There's some floating around some other places as well, but they're very they're going very quick. So get them fast.
Very cool. I'll share these links, you know, for people interested, right? So what's behind the name Project Resurrect? Where'd that come from, and what's behind that?
That's another one that just kind of came out of nowhere. Because me and Pete tried to start this band like a few times, and the people that we used to work with, they just wouldn't show up to practices anymore or wouldn't come up with ideas. So when I told Pete, let's just start a band and do it ourselves, we were trying to figure out a name. I'm like, well, it's kind of like a project. And we kind of like resurrected, you know, what we were doing before. So I made up Project Resurrected, and it just worked.
Nice. What year was this? Are you looking at, 2018?
No, like 2015.
Okay. So it's been around for about 7 years, give or take.
Yeah, a little bit. That's just ideas of the band, you know, because like Pete said, we're learning to use the equipment because I never had an interface before.
Yeah.
And, you know, he helped me out and picked the interface to use. And, you know, I'm trying to learn all that stuff while we're doing this. But, 2015, we got all the equipment and recording equipment and everything. So, it's been around this, 7 years.
Very cool. I'm a musician, too, down here in Texas. And I understand all that, you know, all the software and the clicks, like for the timing on the song and all that. Did you guys use a click just you guys went live?
Yeah, no, we tried live, but then I don't know how to, I still to this day don't even know how to set the click up correctly.
Well, you know what happens, actually, sorry, Wayne, to jump in, actually, no, there's no clicks. There is a click per se, like when I record the riffs, to keep a timing, I did use like a drum loop as a click track, and then Wayne would follow my riffs.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but Wayne wasn't using like a click track per se. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So we couldn't hear the
It's
kind of it's more or less, but it also has a live feel too because we try not to keep it absolutely robotic. So, it does have some live feel to it, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. I mean, you don't want it too robotic. So I got you.
No.
Yeah,
and not 1,000% on clicky, so you want to keep that human touch in there, you know,
the human feel. Yeah, right. And you know what? So some people don't know; they don't know what we're talking about. Some non-musician people have no idea what a click is, or are you clicking your fingers? Or are you clicking forks or
something?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the reasons why I said let's try to keep it as realistic as possible because. Like you said, nobody listens to this saying, oh, that's not on the click. You know, nobody cares.
Right. And not only that, the style of music doesn't really require to have that robotic structure. Certain styles do. You know, there's something like death metal and technical death metal and progressive. You need to be right exactly on the dot, or else it just sounds off totally.
Yeah.
But for the style that I think we played, it's the live sound suits it better.
Yeah.
So it has that traditional metal sound and style, I think. So it doesn't really require to be that strict, you know, on the timing, that super, super tight in the pocket timing.
Oh, yeah. So for people listening and that don't know about this, the Beatles and all these bands in the 60s and before that, I really don't think they used clicks, right? They just went live, right?
I think most bands went live.
The Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and all those guys. They just counted off 1, 2, 3, 4, and here you go. Press record, and that's it. Whatever you hear is what you got.
You bring up the Beatles, because that was one of the things that when we first started this, I started really listening to the Beatles a lot more, and I wanted to kind of get like how the Beatles were, where they had short songs, and they were kind of catchy, like right back. And that's what I kind of wanted to do with our first album that we did. And I think it came out, you know, fairly close to what I wanted it to be. So I think we did a pretty good job, you know, with that.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. I heard it. So what genre would you guys think, how would you categorize Project Resurrect, your band? What would you say? It's power metal? Is it straightforward heavy metal? What do you think it is? Hard rock?
Personally, I would think it's more just traditional heavy metal. Yeah. With some touches of power, touches of hard rock. I think it's more just traditional heavy metal, I guess, with its own little thing going on, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree. I read somewhere, I don't know if it's one of your Facebook or one of your social media deals, it says power metal on there. I don't know why. And that's why I brought it up. I'm not sure.
One gripe I had, James, was that it was kind of miscategorized. And I kind of felt weird about that. I'm like, wait a second, it's not power metal, but yet sometimes if people want to review it, they're looking for power metal in it. They say, wait, this isn't power metal. How the hell is it being reviewed as a power metal? And then if you review it as a power metal album, it'll suck, probably, because that's not what it is. So yeah, that's a funny thing, because they kind of labeled it this way, and then I guess me as a fan, if I see power metal, I expect power metal, you know, that type of sound. So
yeah, Power Wolf.
Funny, the description of it is, yeah.
I would expect Halloween, you know, Power Wolf. Yeah, yeah, but it's it's different. Of course, I like all those genres are badass. I like your sound too, of course. Yeah. Badass, straightforward metal, you know, rock, you know, very cool stuff.
Yeah, thanks. And that's probably us too, because we like those bands, but we didn't aim to copy them or sound like them. You know, maybe they might sound a little bit in some, you know, like it, I'm sure. But in no way do we're trying to, you know, copy them. No, it's not a power metal album, you know?
Yeah.
It's just bands that we like.
And,
you know, it's bands that we like, and we put them in there. I don't know if we should have or we shouldn't have. I don't know, maybe we should have chose bands that we like in the metal, traditional metal genre.
It's all good. So let's speak of Wayne's other band or new band. Can we do that, or is that possible? Or did you want to?
Yeah.
You want to say the name of the band to people listening?
Yeah, the new band is called Severed Angel, and it's basically myself, and I've been working with another friend of mine. Who's been a friend of mine for like 20 years with my old band, Lou. He plays, and actually too, I think I showed you my my cover songs that I've been doing with my podcast.
He's
my guitar player.
Awesome stuff.
And the bass player is going to be a guy you just had on your podcast, George. Well, actually, no, he wasn't on your podcast, but his band was Timeless Haunt. Their bass player, George Dimitri, he's going to be my player.
Of course, yeah, badass band, yeah.
Yeah, he also plays with my cover songs too, so it's working out really well. Another guy, the keyboard player, he's in a band called The Nightmare Stage, and the singer is Alex Rapetti, and he is actually, he produced the Project Resurrect album, False Reality, and he sings too, and I just asked him to sing for that band, and so he's doing that and producing and mixing that band as well, so...
Very cool. I saw the video I saw several videos on your YouTube page. You guys recorded my favorite Kiss song, Reason to Live.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, that's badass. Who's that girl singer? Who's singing that song?
Oh, she's awesome. That's Lisa Mann. She's actually a very well-known blues musician from Portland, Oregon. And, she's awesome. She actually has a metal band herself. It's called White Crone. And she also has another band called Splintered Throne that's releasing an album, I think, in August. So definitely check her out. She's an awesome musician. She just does everything. She actually did a cover of I think a Dio song. I think not Dio, a Rainbow song, Stargazer.
Oh, wow.
And that came out really, really. So check her out. Her name's Lisa Mann, or White Throne, or Splinter Throne. You'll find her, and yeah, she does a lot of great stuff.
Badass! Wow, very cool.
Good friend. Yeah, she's a good friend of ours. She comes on my podcast every once in a while. We also do a King Diamond podcast, so she comes on that all the time because she's a big King Diamond fan.
Oh, really? Wow, badass!
Yeah.
Awesome. So, when can people expect to hear Severed Angel? When can they listen to it on Spotify or when is that possible?
I'm hoping by the end of this year, maybe. I'm not really sure what's going on because I think first we're going to release a cover song. And I'll give it away. It's going to be a ghost song. I'm not going to say what song it is. You have it. You heard it.
Oh, yeah, badass.
It's going to be the first song just to give a teaser to people, you know, to show that we're, you know, coming out with some real music at some point. But I'm hoping maybe at the end of the month. And we're going to, I think the first going to be released as streaming. So maybe like once a month we'll have like one song. And then we'll figure out from there on what we're going to do. But I'm not completely sure. We might start offering an EP or maybe just go right to an album. I'm not sure. I don't know about that yet.
Oh, very cool.
We'll see what happens. So hopefully before the end of this year, there'll be at least one or two songs out.
Awesome. People will love that stuff. It's very cool. So,
yeah. Peter. Facebook.com/SeveredAngel to get all the info.
There you go. That's the link right there. So, Peter, do you have any other bands or projects you might want to talk about?
Well, at this point, I just have ideas. I haven't had an actual proper location to actually record music. Even recording what we did was very, very difficult because of logistical reasons on my end. Being in a small apartment, the noisy, basically the studio was inside a living room. So it's very difficult to get things done. But now that I moved to a bigger space and I'll have somewhat more freedom, yes, I'm definitely working on stuff other than Project Resurrect, different styles, and I'll get my social accounts actually running, so I actually can branch out a bit too. And yeah, that's there's a bunch of ideas, definitely, no doubt about it.
Are you cheating on me?
I was gonna say that. I was gonna ask you guys that. I was gonna say. I was gonna ask if you guys are
yeah. So,
jealous.
So there's definitely ideas. I mean, there's always some stuff that I wanted to do that, you know, haven't done yet, and different genres, and I want to dabble more in audio engineering, honestly. So
yeah,
soon I'll have to start doing some stuff there.
Very cool.
But yeah.
So now that Wayne said,
it's great. The thing is, tell me.
Yeah, now that Wayne mentioned that, are you cheating on me? Are you guys okay with this? I mean, is there a little bit of jealousy, or are you guys mad at each other, or anything?
No, I actually never even knew Wayne was doing that until recently, which is great. I mean, it's no, that's you know what you got to do in music. You have to branch. If you have ideas, you can play in time to do it. Why not? You should. And now I have time to do it too. So, you know, I
gotta play
it too.
Cool.
And, you know, I love to play. I mean, I love to play. I just never had the freedom of the time to do much of it. Like, I was barely able to do Project Resurrect. You know what I mean? So,
you guys are
but
busy.
You know what it is? Ultimately, it's when you have access to this technology,
yeah. It's,
you know, at any time, you do whatever you want. And why not? You know, if you could sit in your bedroom and program drums or play bass or sing or whatever it is, why not?
Yeah, it's a free country. Yeah. Freedom of speech.
No, but
free,
I think it's so good. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's accessible for you that you can actually do all these things, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to just, you know, plug in and do what you want, you know? You don't have to go to a studio, spend thousands of dollars, you just stay home and, you know, find a good person to mix your music or your instruments or whatever, and then you're good to go.
That's, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So hopefully I didn't break up the bang with that last question.
No, not at all.
We've been friends for a very long time, so project has not gone anywhere. So
yeah, I'm just kidding, but yeah, I can imagine headlines. You know, Project Resurrect breaks up after a podcast. after jealousy fits.
Well, me and Wayne will probably still be playing at other projects anyway.
Right? That's funny.
Well, it is Project Resurrect. It was a project. It really is a project. I mean, that's what it was. We just making some songs and said, hey, let's release an album.
right?
Yeah. Yep. Will we release another one?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, some good music for sure. People have to check it out, and you know,
yeah,
awesome stuff for real.
Yeah.
So let's talk Rat Salad Review. First of all, what a badass name right there, man. It's graphic. I can see a rat salad. You know, it's pretty much graphic. So who came up with that name right there?
Actually, somebody that's not even involved with the show anymore. That guy only lasted maybe like 2 episodes, and then I got annoyed of him and told him to leave.
Really?
But he was he was a big Black Sabbath fan, and it's a Black Sabbath song, Rat Salad. So just picked that, and I said, that sounds pretty cool, and it worked. I just stuck with it, you know?
Awesome.
And in the logo I came with, I just tried to find some rat head online somewhere, and then it's actually kind of based off, I don't know if you saw, what's that cartoon on the Cartoon Network? Pickles, I think it is, a dog cartoon.
Oh, yeah, with the pickles.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of based on that, the logo of the show. It's got the pentagram and then the rat's head in the front of it. So that's so, where I came up with that idea from. But, the guy, he lasted 3 episodes, and, you know, it is what it is. But I went through a lot of hosts, but now I think I got 4 other hosts with me, and we're all really good friends, and the show's been doing very well for like the past, well, we started 2018, but I think with maybe the last year, I think this has been just the best year we've done so far.
What's the name of the show?
Rat Salad Review.
What's that?
Rat Salad Review is the name of the show.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's the same show. I mean, it's called Rat Salad Review Network.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of different shows on there.
Yep.
And if anybody wants to go to ratsaladreview.com, they can find everything. But my main show is Rat Salad Review. It's on every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern on YouTube. And we do interviews. And right now we're doing a Judas Priest versus Iron Maiden battle. We're going through every album both bands have done, and we're putting them against each other to see. You know, because Iron Maiden and Judas Priest are always put together as, like, who's the better band?
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because they really don't sound alike, and Judas Priest has been around a lot longer. So we're kind of doing that on our own to see who we think is, like, maybe the better band. So
yeah,
it's been a lot of fun doing that.
Very cool, yeah. Sounds interesting. I'll check it out. Wednesdays, 8 p.m., you said? 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern, yep, on YouTube Live.
Awesome. Yep. I'll check it out. So what's next for the band? Are you guys planning or writing stuff yet? Or I know Peter said he just moved in and you're getting settled in. And any plans to start writing stuff or get together?
Yeah, definitely. I know we're definitely going to be working on something. That's right.
Well, yeah. Once I get settled in and I actually get some internet here, more than I can actually connect the computer and set everything up. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the first things I could do to start playing because I really miss playing. I want to play. So, once I get set up here, Wayne will hear about it. Don't worry, I'll be sending him files. But,
awesome.
I just have to get settled in. And,
but I don't see that
happening. I'm assuming
probably the end of the year.
End of the year? Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully sooner. But
well, that's okay. It'll go quick, though. as far as ideas to start writing some stuff, I would guess what are we in, July? I would guess probably in about a month.
Okay.
About a month, if not sooner. But to play it safe, I'd say about a month. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll be looking.
I'm going to be realistic by the year.
Huh?
I'm going to be realistic by the end of the year.
To start writing?
Yeah.
No, maybe. Who knows?
There you go.
Could be.
Well, you guys got some good material. It sounds good. So hopefully we're looking forward to the new one, right? Would you guys like to send a message to your friends and fans listening to this podcast?
Yes. Thank you very much for the people who did buy the album. I really appreciate it. And it's been a lot of fun getting a lot of the feedback that everybody's given us. And I can't wait to work on the next album, which could possibly be a little bit different. Because when we wrote the first album, we didn't have the singer that we had on the album, Leandro. So maybe with this next album, we're going to try to fit his voice a little bit better. Right, Pete?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're definitely promising a way better album, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, so I just hope all the fans stick with us and enjoy what our new album might sound like. So again, thank you to everybody. And go to projectresurrect.bandcamp.com, ratsalaryview.com, and facebook.com/seventhangel.com.
Awesome. There you go. All the links. And well, thank you guys for joining us for a little bit and talking about your projects, right, and bands, and the podcast. Thank you, Wayne and Peter. Thank you for being part of the show.
Thanks, James.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Very cool down-to-earth guys, man. Very, very cool. And we thank the guys for making some time and chatting with us about the future of the band. Very cool people. Shout out to Wayne and Pete. If you guys are listening to this, big shout out from Texas, from James, your friend. And as far as you guys, the public, the people listening to this podcast, people streaming, downloading and all that, we appreciate your support, of course, on behalf of all the staff here at That Metal Interview, and myself, James, of course. So thank you guys, and don't forget to support Project Resurrect. Check them out on their socials, YouTube, of course, and purchase their stuff, buy merchandise, you know. So anyways, don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.